As I said in the introduction to today's Mass, we are so gifted, we are so blessed today to hear this high priestly prayer, because there's an amazing thing that the Holy Spirit has done with the Scriptures, especially the four Gospels. In Matthew, Mark, and Luke, we have what are called the words of institution, where Jesus establishes the Eucharist. In John's Gospel, we don't have the words of institution, but we have this amazing prayer, John 17, that speaks to us of Jesus' desire for those people who are a Eucharistic people. At the heart of our life as Catholic Christians is an understanding that we are a people of the liturgy. The word liturgy technically means the public work of God's people. The public work of God's people. And what is the public work of the people of God? It is the prayer of the church. And what is at the heart of the prayer of the church? It is the Mass. The Mass that was established in this upper room where Jesus prays this prayer, and the Mass that then goes out to the world continuously until the end of time. So let's ask and answer the question today, why is the Mass so important for you and me? Two key reasons. In the Mass, God is glorified, and in the Mass, we are sanctified. Let me say that again. In the Mass, God is glorified, and in the Mass, we are sanctified. Listen to how God's glory is articulated by Jesus in today's gospel. Jesus says, "Holy Father, protect them in your name that you have given me." Isn't that interesting? It's not just protect them, Father, in your name, but protect them in your name that you have given me. And what is his name? It is Jesus. The one who is the Savior, the one who is the healer. Do you remember what St. Paul said in Philippians chapter 2? Jesus' name is the name above every other name. And at his name, every knee will bow and confess that he is Lord to the glory of God the Father. So God is glorified as we worship the name of Jesus. As we beautifully sang in our opening song, "You alone are holy." Now in the world, how is Jesus' name often portrayed? It's blasphemed. It's stepped upon. It's used as a curse, as a swear. But for those who are a liturgical people, for those like you and me who are doing the work of God, the public work, we always want to honor that name, the name above every other name. And so Jesus repeatedly says in the first part of this morning's prayer that, "Father, your name and my name protect the people." And that's another beautiful thing about God being glorified in the Mass. We are hidden in Jesus. We are kept safe by him. It's kind of like those Russian dolls. You've got the big doll, the smaller doll, the smaller doll. We're like the little, little doll. And then the bigger doll is the Mass. The bigger doll is the church. The bigger doll is the Spirit. The bigger doll is the Son. The bigger doll is the Father. And when we find our lives hidden in Christ, then we discover as well that not only are we to give glory to God in the Mass, but through the Mass, we are sanctified. What does it mean to be sanctified? It means to be set apart. It means to know that, well, kind of like at Christmas or Easter or maybe Thanksgiving, you get out the fine china. You get out the tablecloth that you don't use at other times of the year. That for us to be sanctified is to know that we are special, like the fine china, the tablecloth, or how a priest, whenever he comes to Mass, He always wears these kinds of vestments. This is representative of what it means to be sanctified. For not only are we hidden in Christ, which is to his glory, we are to be clothed in Christ, which is our sanctification. And repeatedly in today's gospel, three times, Jesus says that we would be sanctified in the truth. That's why we come to Mass, to be sanctified, to hear the truth of the gospel, to hear the true word, because in the world we hear so many false words that will try to disorientate us and throw us off our course. That's why Jesus in this prayer says, Father, protect them from the devil. One of the ways to define the word devil is this. He throws himself across. That is, he always tries to impede, throw himself across the way and purposes of God. And so what Jesus is saying is, Father, protect them from that one who wants to always get in the way of my beloved people's sanctification. The devil is always trying to destroy you and me and us and the world. And just before Jesus goes to his passion and his death, he prays, Father, protect them from the evil one so that they may be sanctified in the truth. Okay, so with this in mind, that the church exists, the Mass is for the glory of God and for our sanctification. Why do priests exist? And this is where we turn to our first reading from the Acts of the Apostles. This is such a beautiful passage where Paul is talking to the elders of the church, and he says to them, you are to be overseers to shepherd the church of God. So a priest exists to help you to give right praise to God and to assist you in your sanctification, to be a guide, to accompany, because I too am learning to worship God, and I too am desiring to grow in sanctification. And then St. Paul says, why is this so important? Because Jesus obtained the church by his own blood. But then it's so striking. You know the sex abuse scandal, all the terrible things that happen in the church? And you might ask yourself the question, or your friends might say, how can you belong to a church that allows that kind of thing to happen? Isn't it interesting that St. Paul knew that there would be wolves dressed in sheep's clothing. In the very first generation of the church, listen to what St. Paul says. I know that after I have gone, savage wolves will come among you, not sparing the flock. Some even of your own group will come distorting the truth in order to entice the disciples to follow them. Do you see what the devil does? He even gets into the church and he throws himself across to so disorientate and discourage the people of God who are on the inside, and so to mark the church on the outside so that those who are not Christians would say, who wants to be part of that group? Here St. Paul anticipates it's going to happen. But then he says, don't lose your focus. Don't lose an understanding of your vocation. And I love these words. And now I commend you to God and to the message of his grace, a message that is able to build you up and to give you the inheritance among all who are sanctified. Wow. This message, this gospel is to build us up so that we know that we are amongst those who are sanctified. And then let me end with this. And it converts us to become a people of generosity. And St. Paul summarizes the whole of Jesus's ministry when he quotes Jesus, it is more blessed to give than to receive. To glorify God, to be sanctified, converts us so that we become a people of generosity. St. Paul says in another place, God loves a generous giver. And the word for generous in Greek is the word hilarious. God loves an hilarious giver. And so what does Jesus say in today's gospel? I want my people to know my joy. In a world like this, to know their vocation, their purpose, and their meaning. So may we do the work of the Mass in this place by giving glory to God and by being sanctified. But then may we leave this place, as we will in a few minutes, to go back out into the world. For as Jesus says at the end of today's gospel, as you have sent me into the world, so I have sent them into the world. That's where you're sent, is back into the world, to invite others to discover what you're discovering, the meaning and purpose of your life, as you are a people of the liturgy, a people who glorify God and are thereby being sanctified.